Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article from the 19th China Fahui entitled Clarifying the Truth During 1 Year Incarceration by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minhui website on November the 11th, 2022. Two fellow practitioners and I were arrested and taken to a detention center in mid-July 2020. The guards held 24 people in a 10-person cell. With the doors closed in the heat of summer and without air conditioning, the air in the cell was filthy. I was told to sleep on the floor near the toilet. I thought to myself, I am a Falun Dafa practitioner. I must do the three things well, no matter where I am. I calmed down by memorizing the Fa and sending forth righteous thoughts. I seized every possible chance to talk to the detainees. I asked about the reasons of their detention and the status of their cases. I expressed my sympathy for their suffering, guided and comforted them, and tried my best to help them. After they got to know me, they were willing to accept my suggestion to quit the Chinese Communist Party CCP and its associated organizations. Below are four things that happened during my 1 year incarceration. Part 1. Arson suspect released on bail in 10 days. One day in early August 2020, a middle-aged woman was sent to my cell. She was an arson suspect. The backs of her hands were burned. She was assigned to sleep on my left side. I asked her what had happened. She said she was framed by her husband. One night when she was lighting a mosquito coil, she burned the mosquito net by accident. But her husband accused her of deliberately starting a fire. She was very depressed after she heard that she might get a heavy sentence for arson. She almost completely lost hope. I often comforted her. Since her hands were burned, she couldn't wash her clothes, so I helped her. She was very touched and was willing to listen to me talk about Falun Dafa. She agreed to quit the CCP. I also told her that if she sincerely recited the auspicious phrases Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, she would be blessed. She was very happy. Later, she told me that she recited the phrases 100 times each day. About a week later, her hands were much better without any treatment. On the 10th day, the guards told her to pack her things to leave and to wait to be released on bail. She jumped to my side in surprise. Thank you so much. Falun Dafa is really amazing. Witnessing what happened to her, several others who rejected me also quit the CCP and its associated organizations. During the pandemic, my cell was used as a temporary quarantine room, where all detainees had to stay for half a month before being assigned to other cells. It was a good opportunity to talk to as many people as possible. I prayed to Master Li, DAFA's founder, in order to save more sentient beings, please help me stay here. As a result, I stayed in this quarantine room for more than 1 year. I spoke to over 100 detainees and helped them know the beauty of Falun Dafa and how brutal the persecution is. Most of them agreed to quit the CCP. Part 2. Drug addiction gone. One day in late September, a drug addict admitted to the cell was ordered to sleep next to me. When she had a drug attack, she would scream and kick. Everyone in the cell was annoyed. I was unable to sleep at night. I knew she was suffering too. I didn't blame her. Instead, I prepared snacks and water and waited for her to calm down. I talked to her about Falun Dafa and told her the auspicious phrases. I also told her that I'd met a drug addict before in a forced labor camp who completely kicked her drug addiction after practicing Falun Dafa. Upon hearing this, she immediately asked me to teach her to practice Falun Dafa. I really want to live a normal life. After I am released, I want to find you and practice with you. I promised her and gave her my address. After that, she often recited, Falandafur is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. And amazingly, she never had a withdrawal attack again. Part 3. A woman with epilepsy. A month later, a woman with epilepsy was admitted. At first, she had a hostile look in her eyes. She had a seizure almost every week and would wet her pants and the bed. She also bit her tongue. Nobody dared to get close to her. Even worse, they laughed at her and called her stupid and crazy. The cell head arranged for her to sleep next to me. She knew that I was kind and had a warm heart. I did not have the slightest dislike or resentment for the woman. Instead, I thought it was a good chance to talk to her about Falandafur. I often talked to her and offered her food. She said, no thanks. I complimented her good manners. She looked at me wide-eyed, thinking she had heard me wrong. I told her she was smart. She said, no one has ever said that I am smart. Everyone calls me stupid and ignores me. You are the only one who praises me and does not dislike me. You are even willing to share a quilt with me. I am really touched. You are such a kind person. What crime did you commit? I replied, I'm detained for upholding my belief. I'm a Falandafur practitioner. She said, no wonder you are different from the others. The Communist Party is so bad that it persecutes such good people. I told her that all my illnesses were gone after practicing Falandafur and that I haven't taken any medicine for over 20 years. She was very interested. Really? If I practice it, can I also be cured? I said, as long as you take it seriously and practice it sincerely, some cancer patients recovered after practicing Falandafur. She was excited, but she had never gone to school. She was illiterate, and she had a very bad memory. I taught her the phrases, Falandafur is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. She was very happy to learn them. She recited them 300 times a day. After a month or so, she did not have a single seizure. She couldn't believe it and promised me that she would continue after she was released. She gave me her home address and asked me to find her and to teach her the 5 exercises. A few days later, I found that she was unhappy and reluctant to talk to me. The next day, during the lunch break, she suddenly had a seizure and several people couldn't hold her down. The cell head called a doctor who came and gave her an injection. I wiped her face and hands with a towel and asked her if she had stopped reciting the 9 words. She cried and nodded. When I asked her why, she said, another detainee complained about her chanting things all the time. If the cell head didn't stop her, she would report it to the guard. The cell head was scared and told her not to chant anymore. I told her, you know what you are doing is good for you. Why should you let others sway you? Actually, you can repeat the phrases in your mind. She listened to me and continued to recite the phrases in her mind. From then on, until she was released 5 months later, she never had a seizure. The cell head said, Falandafur is good. After the previous cell head was released in April 2021, the guard transferred a new head from another cell. She was more aggressive and often punished the detainees. Many detainees were afraid of her. One day, several new detainees came and one of them borrowed new underwear from me. After the cell head found out, she punished both of us. I was angry and didn't understand why I got punished for doing good things. I wanted to argue with her, but after a second thought, I realized that as a practitioner, I should not fight back. What I should do is look inwards, find out my attachment and get rid of it. Another time, an inmate misplaced something and ignored my reminder. I raised my voice. The cell head heard and punished us both because I was too loud. Although I didn't argue with her, I was very unhappy. I felt the cell head was always against me. But when I looked inwards, I found many attachments that I should get rid of. I should cultivate myself under any circumstance. One day in August, a new inmate was put in our cell. Because she refused to listen to the cell head, she got yelled at and was punished. She couldn't stand it and felt her self-esteem was seriously hurt. She even thought of committing suicide. I talked to her about how ancient people handled things through endurance. I told her master's teaching in Juan Falun, quote, "It's hard to endure, but you can endure it. It's hard to do, but you can do it," unquote. Finally, she said she felt better. She asked for my home address and said that she would look for me to learn how to practice Falun Dafa. For the next 2 weeks, I taught her to memorize 2 Falun Dafa poems. Her change was dramatic. She had wanted to find some way to get back at the cell head, but 2 weeks later, she apologized to the cell head. The cell head knew it was me who changed her mind. The cell head was very happy, she told everyone. We should all learn from the Falun Dafa practitioners who follow the principle of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I told her that I had not yet reached the standard of Dafa. She asked, "What does the book say?" I told them that Master said in the 9th talk of Juan Falun, quote, "Maybe you can endure it, but you can't get it off your mind. That's not good enough," unquote. I said that there were times when I was able to hold back my temper, but I was still unhappy in my heart. She asked, "Such a high level. What is the book? I must read it after I go back home." I told her, "The book is Juan Falun." One day, the cell head was sick and slept on the bunk. Another 2 detainees were chatting. When they talked about Falun Dafa, one of them began to slander Dafa. The cell head suddenly turned over and yelled at them, "Stop your nonsense. Falun Dafa is good. Apologize to the Falun Dafa practitioner now." They came to me embarrassed. "Sorry. Please forgive us." I told them, "Please do not believe the CCP's propaganda. The CCP is harming the country and the Chinese people. Please do remember Falun Dafa is good and you will be blessed." They kept nodding. Then I came to the cell head and thanked her. She also agreed to quit the CCP. The night before I was released, the head of the cell had a special farewell party for me. She shared her snacks and asked me to talk. I said that I wanted each of them to remember the phrases, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." The cell head said, "Everyone repeat the phrases loudly. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good."
The following is an experience sharing article entitled "On Fundamentally Changing Our Way of Thinking" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Minghui website on April 19, 2014. Master said in Juan Falun, quote, "Humankind must fundamentally change its conventional thinking," unquote. I would like to share my understanding about this. In order to fundamentally change our thinking, we must first discover the root cause of our attachments. For example, after some practitioners share facts about Falun Dafa with their friends and relatives, they will then change the subject to ordinary things, such as finding a good school and then a good job for their children. I think this is more than being polite when conversing with non-practitioners. I think it could be a manifestation of practitioners' hidden attachments. At first, I thought I was going to extremes and being critical of practitioners. I then thought maybe these practitioners were acting properly, and we should perhaps retain some human notions in order to conform to the way of human society. I looked inward to find my attachments, and I asked myself why I witnessed their behavior. These practitioners were doing a good job clarifying the truth about Falun Dafa to others, which was probably good enough. After all, we all have different cultivation paths. Part 1. Looking more seriously into the issue of conventional thinking. As time went by, some of these practitioners developed serious sickness karma and would fall asleep when they studied the Fa. That's when I started to look at this issue more seriously. I have been trying to view things in the human world differently since I began to practice Falun Dafa. At first, I tried to reverse everything I saw and suppress my human notions. Now I automatically think that what people consider good is actually bad. I notice that many practitioners look at things the same way as non-practitioners. And I think that this is the fundamental thinking that practitioners need to change. My understanding is that we should do everything as best we can, but our concepts of good and bad should be different from those of non-practitioners. If we do Dafa projects based on human concepts and notions, we are merely doing ordinary work. We need to change our fundamental thinking when we practice Dafa. Part 2. Practitioners are not the ones making arrangements. What happened to these practitioners has exposed many hidden attachments among practitioners. Some have made long-term plans for their family and don't seem to realize the time for Fa rectification is limited. Sometimes we use the excuse of, we don't know when the Fa rectification will be over, to cover our attachments. Others say they don't have to worry about anything else as long as they make arrangements for themselves and their family. And there are even those who don't believe in the existence of gods and Buddhas. Many practitioners don't realize that we are not the ones making the arrangements, and the old forces can use this loophole to persecute us. We can't always figure out the real reason we encounter tribulations. This is because we are covering our most fundamental attachments and using ordinary concepts of good and bad. As a result, we can only figure out what is preventing us from obtaining good things in the human world, which leads us to try to protect our self-interests. We may think we are looking for our attachments, but we are actually protecting our fundamental attachments. And these are exactly the attachments we need to eliminate and let go of. One can tell by what a practitioner says and does what his attachments are. Part 3. Restricted by human thoughts. We are often restricted by human thoughts and cannot see the truth of the universe and the principles of the Fa when we study. We should rectify ourselves fundamentally and make sure our words and actions are not based on the same principles as non-practitioners. Master said in teaching and explaining the Fa at the Metropolitan New York Fa Conference, quote, "If you want to see words in Juan Falun discussing the Fa rectification things I'm telling you to do today, you'll never see them. As cultivating Dafa disciples, a Dafa disciple of the Fa rectification period, when it comes to what you should do, you can comprehend that from Juan Falun. And you can grasp it from the Fa's truths. Not only can you comprehend things to that extent, regarding what to do specifically and how you can do well, as you continue to read the book more, you will be able to see even things of the next stage. Even they can be pointed out to you, and it doesn't stop there. Things of even the final step can be pointed out to you. No matter how high a level you cultivate to, everything is in there. What a Dafa disciple should do is in there." Unquote. I realized another level of what Master meant recently. When I study the Fa with no distracting thoughts, I understand what studying the Fa really means. In the past, I was able to see some Fa principles sparingly, but now I see a larger area. I also see Fa principles at three different levels simultaneously. I am able to store questions about Fa principles in my mind and find the answers right away when I study the Fa. When I made fundamental changes, I experienced noticeable transformation and attained this higher state. studying the Fa well is not just reading the book. When we study the Fa well, it helps us do a better job saving sentient beings. Studying the Fa calmly does not mean finding a quiet place to study it, but it means reading it with a calm mind and heart. Quality is more important than quantity when we are studying. I don't share with other practitioners when I enlighten the Fa principles that are beyond the surface meaning. This is not only because I want to cultivate my speech. It's just that, as soon as I say it, the words sound so plain and ordinary. Many of my cultivation states are not impressive, and that is because we need to become enlightened in the Fa and grow our gong solidly and quietly. This is the manifestation of our cultivation state, and it cannot be achieved deliberately. Master's poem, Solid Cultivation, from Hong Ying states, quote, "Study the Fa and gain the Fa. Focus on how you study and cultivate. Let each and everything be measured against the Fa. Only then, with that, is it actual cultivation." Unquote. I have been cultivating more solidly over the past 2 years, and I have tried to let go of things that are human. Once I achieved that, I was able to experience the joy of cultivating in the Fa. As long as we follow Master's teachings, when we let go of an attachment, we will have breakthroughs in Fa study and gain more from the Fa. Master has truly given us the best. This is my current understanding of changing our way of thinking. Please kindly point out anything that is incorrect.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.